But it's good that we are here gathered, not only to honor, but to pray for the beloved dead of this community of Santa Rosa, but not only of this community of Santa Rosa, but of the whole world. Those people of Oregon, where I'm from, people here, the people you have known and who have loved. As we gather, we remember these people, and these are people who we have learned from. People who have guided us on our journey of faith and helped us to reach out to God and to draw closer to Him. The readings for today are really, really fit well with Memorial Day. In particular, the story of the rich young man. The rich young man comes running up to Jesus and with such excitement to meet Him, with such hope, perhaps that the Lord will recognize in him some sort of greatness. Because he says, I followed all the commandments. I follow all the commandments, Lord. But Jesus shows him that there's still one thing lacking. Not to say that this rich young man isn't doing... Not to say that this rich young man has erred greatly in his life, but that there's still one thing that lacks. Yesterday, Father Chris and I were talking about how the readings for this Mass fit very well with the whole idea of Memorial Day. To orient one's life towards God as one prepares for death, and to guide our beloved ones into the hands and mercy of God. And he shared with me a music video, of all things, of one of Johnny Cash's last songs that he covered. And in that song, he asked the question, what have I become? It's a good question that we ask ourselves. What have I become? Who am I? As Father Chris said yesterday in the homily at Santa Rosa, do you know who you are? It's a good question because it's an evaluation and examination of where we stand with God. It's a question, in a sense, that the rich young man asks of himself, that he asks of Jesus. Who am I? What have I become? I believe it was Socrates who says that the young, unexamined life is not worth living. And as we examine our lives on this day, a day when we remember our dead and we keep our own death before our eyes, it's a moment to redirect ourselves towards God and to pray for those who we know and love, who have passed on from this world, that they draw ever closer to God as well. How great is the mercy of the Lord, His forgiveness of those who return to Him. Johnny Cash, in that song, he speaks of an empire of dirt. And in the video that accompanies it, you see the greatness of the legend who he became as a musician, and how he recognized that, in a sense, to be nothing at the end of his life, compared to a relationship with the living God, who cares for each one of us, who loves each one of us, and who asks us to conform our lives to Him. As Father Chris and I talked on further about this rich young man, we were reflecting that sometimes it happens, hypothetically speaking, in the course of confession, that people will come and say, Father, I don't really have any sins, but I felt drawn to come to confession. And in a way, it's sometimes, the closer we draw to God, the closer we realize our faults and our errors. That in even in little ways, we can be lacking in our relationship with the Lord. Whether it be an untruth that we speak or think or believe, whether it be a lack to reach out to someone in need. And so it is with this rich young man. He thinks he has it all, thinks he's doing everything well. And it's in that moment that the Lord says, you still lack one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will find riches in heaven. And Father Chris and I were kind of joking, but also kind of serious, that, you know, the next time someone comes to us in confession to say this, Father, I don't have any sins. He said, well, go sell what you have.
And then come and follow me.
And then come and follow Jesus. Come and follow me. Our Lord Jesus Christ became poor. He was born in a manger. Here the King of the universe became one of us and walked dusty paths. He died a poor man's death that we might be rich in His graces and in His love. As we remember our beloved dead today, let us offer our prayers in this Mass for them, to follow their examples of faith. Those who have perhaps urged us They were instrumental in our own baptisms, in our own journey of faith. And let us consider, when have I become? How can I follow Christ today?
Thank you all so much for coming today. To remember those who have passed on, especially those who we've recently laid to rest and those who are family members. I don't think this is in any way a surprise to you, but I love celebrating funerals. I love it. Because we do a good job. Because we pray for those who need it most. And because one day, it's going to be me. And I want to be ready. And I want some way for somebody to do something beautiful for my soul that I'm not forgotten either. And you coming today, I think, is a sign that you want it as well. And so as we're here praying, I want to point out something to you. I don't know how many of you were here present for the burial of Thomas Romo, but we just buried him like last week or something, right? And doesn't he have the best seat in the whole house? Yeah. I don't know how he got this grave, but normally a grave like this would be reserved for a priest, so I guess I can't have this.
That would be fun.
Yeah, maybe we'll dig up the altar and I can just be right underneath the altar. To just sort of give you context for Father's homily, which he beautifully gave for us, the song that he was referring to, I should put it right here so you can hear, right?
Right.
Okay, it's really got to be touching my lips, so we got to disinfect this thing afterwards. The song that he was referring to is called Hurt, originally written by a non-Christian or Catholic group, in any way, Nine Inch Nails. But Johnny Cash was putting in the context of what we believe as Christians, what we hold true as Catholics, that all the distractions which we have in the world are hurt. That we build up this. Look at the grave of Thomas Romo. An empire of dirt. Just a mound of dirt. These things pass away. But a soul in the hands of the Lord, even though he die, lives forever. That's our sure and certain hope, no? And even the remains that are here, and here, and everywhere, that same flesh that you are nodding your heads with me today, some of you holding back tears, that same flesh is going to be raised up. On the last day. Hopefully to be with God forever and not to be apart from Him. So as we go through the rest of this day, it's a good day to contemplate mortality. One day it'll be us. Let's be prepared. Pray for me so that I will too. As I pray for you.